understand the time is running out. I understand the time is running out. I understand the time is running out. I understand the time is running out. Running out as hastily as niggas run from the man. Time is running out on our natural habits. Time is running out on lifeless serpents reigning over a living kingdom. Time is running out of talks, marches, tunes, chants, and all kinds of prayers. Time is running out of time. I heard someone say things were changing.
They think they're so fucking cute. They fuck you around. The first thing they say when they're mad is, fuck market. You play a little too much with them, they say fuck you. When it's time at TCB, niggas are somewhere fucking. Try to be nice to them, they fuck over you. Niggas don't realize while they're doing all this fucking, they're getting fucked around. But when they do realize, it's too late. So niggas just get fucked up. Niggas talk about fucking, fucking that, fucking this, fucking yours, fucking my sisters. Not knowing what they're fucking for. Ain't fucking for love and appreciation. Just fucking to be fucking. Niggas fuck white thighs, black thighs, yellow thighs, brown thighs. Niggas fuck ankles when they want out of thighs. Niggas fuck Sally, Linda, and Sue. And if you don't watch out, niggas will fuck you. Niggas will fuck fuck if it could be fuck. But when it comes to fucking for revolutionary causes, niggas say fuck revolution. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are players. Niggas are players, are players. Niggas play football, baseball, and basketball while the white man is cutting off their balls. When a niggas play ain't tight enough to play with some black thighs, niggas play with white thighs to see if they still have some play left. And when ain't no white thighs to play with, niggas play with themselves. Niggas tell you they're ready to be liberated, but when you say, let's go take our liberation, niggas reply, I was just playing. Niggas are playing with revolution and losing. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas shoot off at the mouth. Niggas shoot boo. Niggas shoot craps. Niggas cut around the corners and shoot down the street. Niggas shoot sharp branches at white women. Niggas shoot dope until they arm. Niggas shoot guns and rifles on New Year's Eve. A new year that is coming in. But white police would do more shooting at them. Where are niggas when the revolution needs some shot? Yeah, you know, niggas are somewhere shooting this shit. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are lovers. Niggas are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to see Clark Gable make love to Marilyn Monroe. Niggas love to see Tarzan fuck over a native. Niggas love to hear an old ranger yell, hi-ho, silver. Niggas love commercials. Niggas love commercials. Oh, how niggas love commercials. You can take niggas out of the country, but you can't take the country out of niggas. Niggas are lovers, are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to hear Malcolm rap, but they didn't love Malcolm. Niggas love everything but themselves. But I'm a lover too. Yep, I'm a lover too. I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas. Because niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes, love to see niggas act, love to see niggas make them plays and shoot the shit. But there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.
Hungry for
more, and maybe tears or. And you sing, take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby. Good feeling. Flesh against flesh. And that hot moistness, that warm mucus surrounding your manhood. So good. Yeah, it feels so damn good. Pain was there, but she said, what did she say, brother?
She said, come on, daddy.
And you
came.
Every day you came. You got beyond horny. You are now a gash man. Bleeding and leaving a long stream of blood from corner to corner. Stoop to stoop. Bed to bed, gash. And gash to gash, gash. So good,
gash.
It feels
gash.
So good,
gash.
And sweat trickled down your back,
gash.
With your revolution being dug, gash. Out of your wax-filled ears,
gash.
And your bleeding mind,
gash.
Speaking strongly,
gash.
Of death and allowing blood,
gash.
To clot and crust on the gash.
Gash.
Sing a song of evening time,
gash.
Your days are numbered,
gash.
Mr. Gashman.
Gash.
All over,
gash.
Bitches with big fros and nice,
gash.
Bodies were turning would-be revolutionaries into
Gashmen,
Gashmen. Same song
gash.
Yesterday, same song
gash.
Yesterday. Gash needs man,
no
experience necessary.
Gash.
When you bleed to death,
gash.
Mr. Gashman,
gash.
And find yourself in a web of
gash.
Cold flames,
gash.
And rotten watermelon rinds,
gash.
And cigarette ashes and ashes,
gash.
And bye-byes and bye-byes and bye-byes. Don't forget your alligator shoes.
Again.
Wake up.
And with the death of the sun, night and blackness become one. Blackness being you, peeping through the red, the white, and the blue. Dreaming of boss black civilizations that once flourished and grew. Hey, wake up, niggas, are y'all through? Drowning in a puddle of the white man's spit as you pause with some draws in the midst of shit and ain't got nothing to save your funky ass with, you cool. You ain't never had a bite. Who are you fooling? Me? You? Wake up, niggas, and you're all free. And uptown, two roaches are drowning in each other's piss. And downtown, interracial lovers secretly kiss. While junkies are dreaming of total bliss. Somewhere in the atmosphere, far away from here. Beyond realms of white dimensions. Guided by suppressed intentions. As their cries. The Grim Reaper. Save me a corner, you shout as the lights go out. Cause you ain't paid the electric bill. And the rats and roaches move on into the kill. As your lips struggle to drain that last drop from the wine bottle. And you roll snake eyes, never realizing that you blew. Wake up, niggas, or you're all through. Sitting in the corner with your mind tied to your behind. Bonafide members of Niggas Anonymous, never knowing which way you're going.
Morning for the late great black man.
Amen. You niggas understand?
Wake up.
Up against the wall,
wake
black
up.
Maryland farmers.
Wake up.
I'll blow you away,
wake
and
up.
You'll never live
wake
to see the light of day.
Up.
And the nightstick, with the nightstick, it glides
wake
gracefully
up.
Upside
wake
your head.
Wake
that's right,
up.
Brothers and sisters,
wake
you the living dead.
Wake
but
up.
The cock crows,
wake
and the night goes, and it saves your ass
wake
in
up.
The nick of time.
Wake
as you wake up and stud the fine. Laying up in bed, scratching your ass and head, trying to remember from where you recall it's a mere nightmare that always leaves you feeling blue. But you still can't place the man's face as hard as you try to. Hey, wake up, niggas, are we all through?
New York, New York,
the Big Apple.
New York, New York,
the Big Apple.
New York, New York. 16 million feet,
Nationals, Tom McCann's, floor shine, stepping on each other, rejoicing over the death of one nigga toe. Cold, callous feet trotting up and down synthetic avenues, streets and gardens. Gardens that grow shit. Gardens where putty-faced beings sit emotionlessly admiring bastard flowers. New York, New York. A prerequisite to America, a disguised sin where some brother from that closed southern shit comes to some open northern shit for a vacation. For an opportunity. An opportunity that knocks up sisters and knocks them in the head. For an opportunity that takes him home with dope in the arm and Clairol on the brain. New York, New York.
Right to the core.
New York, New York. New sameness, new food, same shit. New car, same gas without platformate. New love, same neurosis. New installation, same pose. New hairdos, same minds. New style, same influence. New York, New York, the Big Apple. Where jive madam farmers are running around, shaking hands with all the grassroots people, never getting choked by the grass. New York, New York. Where Queen Liberty, 10 shit, is standing in the middle of pea green water, telling her brother he's liberated. Yeah, he is liberated from the old Mississippi to the new Mississippi. New York, New York, the Big Apple. Where freak-looking filthy white rodents are running around, spreading new kinds of venereal diseases, talking about we love everybody. We love everybody. New York, New York. Watching movies marked adults only when it should be for kids only. The A train, the D train, the F train, that underground, undercurrent, steel-plated frame, unworkable air vents, ass-aching benches, and then there's that corny paraphernalia all over the interior. Inside of all of this, there's a brother being soaked in by that shit on the wall, suffocating from bad breath in the air, in pain cause some white jackass is riding on his foot. New York, New York, the Big Apple. New York, New York. While on the train, you see young and old, white wrinkly faces peeking over crooked shoulders and under cardboard hats poking their noses at you. Vampire eyes staring at you, wondering who you are. New York, New York. An exploited colony called Brownsville. Bedford-Stuyvesant or Harlem, where tiny fat Jews are holding the fiery hoop and watching you burn your ass jumping through it. New York, New York, the Big Apple. Sounds through the streets, putting your mind in a state of mental paralysis. New York, New York. New York is a Brogan boot-shaped state of Madison Avenue, Negro button-downs. Hungry lost nigga souls screaming downtown for death. Semi-black, obscured blackness, plastic trees, and phony grass. New York is a state of mind that doesn't mind fucking up a brother. Day breaks. Got the shakes, nose running, joint dripping, mind slipping, body aches. Jones coming down. Got an attitude, fighting mad, feeling bad. Funeral sad, another 24-hour drag. Jim, I need me some scare. A transparent thin bag. You see, cause I'm strung out on a white witch. My timeless bitch, riding a white horse into my main vein. Damn, baby, got to kill this pain. But I'm gonna get slick and get my woman to pull a trick. She don't care, she's on welfare. Gonna steal her check and cop me a deck and steal me some stuff when the going gets rough. Where's my another bid. So what if you're hungry? Jones. Shit, my Jones is down on me. Angel, man. Jones. I don't know where the dude is. If he knows Jones. What I know, Jones. He's out getting his. Jones. Damn, this pain is getting worse. Jones. Let me see how much dough this hoe got in her purse. Jones.
small trays, and that's enough to take my Gorilla Jones away. Now let me see what's happening on the corner today. Hey, there's my man, Brother Sweet Stuff Sam. Hey, Sam, can I get a play on a double tray so I can take off and lay? To get your ass out on the corner and play hooker. Wow, I can feel it now. This stuff is buzz. I see that hoe on that horse. Hey, baby, wait for me, 'cause I'm gonna be free, 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 free.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercials. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
I hope pearly white teeth fall off the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end. And nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution
comes. When the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is gonna be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Schiffman will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straightened heads gonna be trying to wear afros when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes. Just because you're black.
Cause.
Just because you're black.
You say you don't wanna die because.
Justice.
I don't wanna die because.
Justice.
You say you don't want to die because there's no cause to die for.
Just because you're.
Now what would cause you to say that? Is it because you have a good job and a home in the suburbs? Or is it because you wear pink and yellows, causing all the women to scream from a cause unknown? Just because you're seemingly satisfied, that's no cause to forget who is the cause of black people to come true. I am the wish and the wishbone that white people break for good luck, and the next day one of them falls and breaks their neck. I am the wish that makes Walt Disney wish upon a star shining like the light of truth in the darkest night. Wish upon my star, Walt Disney, for I am truth. I am the wish that makes the white faggot wish that the knuckles he's eating for lunch would follow him home for dinner. I am the wish that makes the Creole lady wish she had the body of Cleopatra, the voice of Billie Holiday, the sexiness of Uncle Kid, and the apple of Abby Lincoln, for then she would be truly beautiful, and her hairdresser would have to wish if she knew for sure. I have the wish that makes George Wallace wish he could make love to Lola Falana. I am the wish that makes all niggas and Negroes wish for alligator shoes, white thighs, El Dorados, and wish that they didn't run out of wishes. I am the wish that makes Nina Simone wish she knew how it felt to be free. I am the wish all black people are wishing for. I am the wish of freedom. Yes, I am the wish of black freedom. And I wish, and I wish, and I wish, and I wish I know, and I know I wish, and I wish I know, and I know I wish, and I wish, and I know, and I know, and I know that wish will come true.
Have you seen the skinny little boy that chases the white ghost at night?
Have you seen the little boy?
Face puffed up, tracks in his arm, and his mind blown. His mom is somewhere drinking and talking about survival. Pops in jail or downtown in the Y. The little boy chases white ghosts with his friend, and they get high.
And they get high.
And they get high.
And they get high.
Like cloud nine, where everything is fine.
No responsibility.
Have you seen two little boys running past you with a lady's purse? They stole the black one's purse the other day. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, face puffed up, tracks in their arm, eyes popping out of their skulls, and their minds blown, and they get high, and they get high, talking about tripping, talking about flying, talking about getting high, getting high. Have you seen two little boys sitting in Sylvia's, stuffing chicken and cornbread down their tasteless mouths, trying to revive a dying heart, shrinking lungs and wasted minds? Have you seen the sickness of our people? And all the while we parade around in robes of our ancestors and wisdoms of the universe, and all the while there are children dying, chasing the white ghost. Whitey is dying and his fucking ghost is killing us. Oh, beautiful black hand, reach out and snatch the death out of the youth of our nation. Oh, beautiful black minds, create the world for children to play with life and not with death. Oh, beautiful black brothers and sisters, come together and create life. Come together and create love. Come together and create. Come together and create.
Appetizing. Off on a tangent, ain't got a cent. Searching, soaring, exploring, seeking you shall find. More time, 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 more time. To find who, how, where were you, are you blue? We're not through digging anew. Climbing higher, souls on fire. Seeking the top, can't stop. D-bop. Left Earth, on a new birth. In space, out space, our place. Face us, regenerated, less complicated, vibrating, educating, stimulating, young and old as a whole, those who know jazz is prose, and how it goes, and it's going to be, me, us, we, free, baby can't you see, hey, check it out without a doubt, what it's all about, then shout, off and on, being born, rhythmically in a well, can't fail, smooth sail. Break it down, run it around, give it a pound on the town and the world, dig the sound of our love inside our pride that's on the ride. Jazz poetry is poetry. Getting hat on a scat, the beginning of this, the end of that. Riffing on a cue, the player's never through. Solid, baby, me and you. Smooth, blown and flown while your horn is blown. Putting on the show, digging some more Black Eagle. Smoking, cooking, hard boiled like a cobra coil. Blowing your mind, rhythmic time. Digging up, thriving, striving, arriving at conclusions. Life and death all in one breath. Minor chords, soft keys, summer breeze, winter freeze, listen please. Breaking the rules, schooling the fools. Jazz is cool, that's the truth. Dig my proof, rhythm and swing, doing your thing. Abnormally, informally, jazz poetry is poetry. Poetic vibes, masking bass, flute and drums pick up the pace. Piano keys on a spiraling flight, that's jazz, or it's being black and white. Brilliant colors, glowing hues, intimate expression, personal views, spreading the news by way of the blues. Brothers, others, lovers, mothers, sons, friends, brothers, others, lovers, mothers, sons, friends, brothers, others, lovers, mothers, sons, friends. On the set, ain't none of y'all been freed yet. Trying to pin what's happening, what you're coming from and going to. Communicate with me and you, internal feeling is spiritually healing when I'm dealing with you. Turn me on, I blow your horn. Turn me on, I blow your horn. I blow your horn. Turn me
people arose as one,
and Detroit and Boston and Cleveland and Watts, they fought back with firebombs and guns. What's the matter with these niggas, they said? They seem to be going wild. All of this fuss over one incident, a policeman killing a child. And while they're burning and looting the stores, the merchant has been their friend. Well, maybe he cheated for a few cents every now and then. And what about the tenements? They're burning down in the slums. Some dog they call a slumlord is losing his income. What a scare they received when the brother said, no, let's not burn the ghettos down. We'll break up in groups and firebomb and loot on the opposite side of town. So then they called in their army, machine guns and tanks, and ordered them to attack. The people arose together as one and used what they had to fight back. And now that has happened, the question arises, why all the fury and fuss? If they look over their past and examine their deed, they'll know what's the matter with us. When will the promises be fulfilled that they've made to us over the years? Where's the pay we have not received for our blood and sweat and tears? Where's the employment that we need? The decent salary? The welfare payments will not do to feed a family. They say conditions are this way because we don't have skills. But instead they offer us extermination pills. So we sound a warning. They better change their tune. They don't have long to make things right. They better do something soon. Their law enforcement will not work. Whatever they conspire will only serve to make us strong. We will fight fire with fire. No, that was not a riot that they saw down in the slums. That was a dress rehearsal for things that's yet to come.
Selfish desires are burning like fires among those who hoard the gold, as they continue to keep the people asleep and the truth from being told. Racism and greed are keep the people in need from getting what's rightfully theirs. Cheating, stealing, and double dealing as they exploit the people's fears. And now Dow Jones owns the people's homes and all the surrounding land, buying and selling a their humble dwelling in the name of the master plan. Cause paper money is like a bee without honey, with no stinger to back him up. And those who stole the people's gold are definitely corrupt. Credit cards, master charge, legacies of wills, real estate, stocks and bonds on coupon paper bills. And now the U.S. mints on paper prints millions every day, and use the eagle for their symbol, cause it's a bird of prey. And now the laws of peace and the owls of wars are clutched very tightly in the eagle's claws, filled with greed and lust. And on the back of the dollar bill is the words, "In God we trust." But the dollar bill is the only God, and they don't even trust each other. And for a few dollars more, they'd start a war to exploit some brother's mother. Then there's the pyramid that stands by itself, created by black people's knowledge and wealth. And over the pyramid hangs the devil's eye that stole from the truth and created the lie. Now a new it means an endless amount stolen over the years. And co-epis means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. Seclorum is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. A Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid's face tell the date they began to exist, when they established this branch of hell in 1776. Now there are 13 layers of stone on the pyramid alone, an unfinished work of art. For 33 and a third is high as a mason can go without falling apart. 13 stars in the original flag,
13 demons from the devil's bag. 13 berries and 13 leaves. 13 colonies of land-grabbing thieves. 13 owls in the eagle's claws. 67 corporations wage the devil's wars. 13 stripes on the eagle's shield. And these are the symbols on the U.S. seal. Now on the front of the dollar bill, to the right of Washington's head, is a small seal in the shape of a wheel with a secret that's been left unsaid. The symbols in the middle represent the riddle of the scales, the ruler and the key. The square rule is a symbol from the craft of masonry. The scales represent Libra, the balance of the seventh sign. They also represent the just us, which you and I know is blind. The key unlocks the mysteries of the secrets of the seal, so that only the governed human would know what they reveal. The four words above form the last parts of the secrets of the seal, and tells how they fool the people into thinking paper money was real. Now Thesaur means the treasury, where they store the gold they stole, and Amira means to punish, like the slaves they bought and sold. Then Septent means seven, like a 1776, when the 13 devils gathered to unleash their bag of tricks. Then sigil means the images they've created to fool the world, like the colors on Old Glory, the flag that they unfurl. Now red's for the color of the Indian man, white's for the devils who stole the land, blue's for the eyes that hypnotize with the tricks and traps they sprung. And even to this very same day, they all speak with forked tongue. And so the power's in the hands of the ruling classes, playing God with the fate of all the masses, so the people don't get any in the land of the plenty, cause E pluribus unum means one out of many.
That I'm a dreamer, for the things I feel and see, or that nothing can be accomplished from the things I wish to be. Tell me not that I'm fanatic, for the things I feel inside, they are flowers of oppression, born of pain I cannot hide. Do not look upon my actions as the acts of one insane, when I take up modern weapons to avenge my father's name. Let your eyes scan all the ghettos through the books of history. Then you'll understand this feeling and just how it came to be. Sure, I must admit I'm bitter for the precious blood I've bled and for the years of cruel oppression that you've heaped upon my head. For the rape of my grandmothers and the mulattoes that you've left. For the many, 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 many years of slavery with his legacy of death. Tell me not that I'm a dreamer. Oh no, it's you that cannot see. I'm just another victim of a cruel reality. What manner of man is this, I ask, who roams the seven seas, who graces the skies and birds of on and wanders where he please, who walks into another's home and takes his property, then slays the man, his wife and child, in the name of liberty? What manner of beast is this, I ask, who drops the napalm from the skies, then send my sons away to war, to maim and kill and die? What manner of man is this, I ask, who arrogantly displays his might? What manner of man is this, my friend? Needless to say, he's white. So take your hands off of me, white folks. I've done you no wrong. I'm only guilty of making you strong. I've built all of your cities, and I've worked in your mines. I've fought to protect you many a time. It was I who taught you what it is to be brave. I had great civilizations when you lived in caves. I taught you what soap was when you dyed yourselves blue. I taught you planting and harvesting too. I I showed you what clothes were to cover your backs when you were in wolf skins and running in packs. When you knew nothing of the barrier of sound, it was I who taught you that this planet was round. In Palermo, Sicily, and Italy and Spain, I left monuments of my grandeur and fame. And during your dark ages, when your people were blind, I built universities to enlighten your kind. When your homeland was weak and your people were poor, it was I who brought you to America's shore. While you did not even know how to survive, I showed you medicine to keep you alive. How earnest you seemed, how well you did learn, how vile the reward I received in return. But time is on my side. I'm sure you must know that the day will arrive when you'll reap what you sow. For I gave you religion, and you know it's a fact that the Christ and the Buddha and Muhammad were black. I taught you to dance, and I taught you to sing. You repaid me with treachery, with slavery and chains. So don't touch me, Whitey, and don't look surprised. No, I'm no longer fooled by your tricks and your lies. I'm aware of your game and of your history, and I'm aware of the Judas that you have been to me. So watch out for me, white folks. It's a matter of time. I'll soon be together. Then vengeance is mine.
Had known what they had in mind, they all would have died in the bay. So now we're paying for our mistakes, with only ourselves to blame.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
With memories of the good old years before the white man came.
Everything was silent. And then Ma Rainey spread black news by way of the backwater blues. As Bessie Smith picked up on it and spread the word through music and song. And the message passed on to Chick Webb, King Oliver, Buddy Bolden, and Jelly Roll Morton. And they played the word and passed it along to Louis Armstrong, Fats Navarro, Charlie Ventura, Roy Erich, and Fats Waller, who was known to holler, the joint is jumping with a fat man's joy, as everybody started stomping at Savoy. Then the word grew strong as the immortal bird came along and blew all the blackness that was true with some bebop brand new, turning everybody on with his unforgettable horn. As Lester Young became the first president of our race, and we turned around and dug on the beautiful face of Billie Holiday. As Billie began to sing praises to the black man's name, and the good brother Monk doing some funk so that the whole world could see what he is, was, and always will be, a genius creatively. And Miles began to set new styles and put us miles ahead, as Dizzy set us free to be ourselves and ride to heaven from hell in the latest Eldorado, coming for to carry us home. Then Dana sang finer as Duke and Ella rode to fame, going to Harlem on the A-train. And we tuned into Charlie Mingus bass, setting a soulful pace that let us taste the down sound, and found our hearts beating to the voice and drums of Abby Lincoln and Max Roach in their hip approach to blackness. As Eddie Jefferson crooned an original tune, and Lamb Harrington Ross scattered a new cause, and we sampled King Pleasure's treasure and listened to James Moody's moans, and then dug the dynamite drums of brother Philly Joe Jones. As Milt Jackson played the vibes and leaps and strides with the MJQ that sped our prides into sophisticated funkiness. Meanwhile, Sonny Rollins was building a bridge for us to leave behind our grief, for the soulful relief to find our own black minds. To tune in on Bud Powell, who played the piano with funky hands as he filled the seats and made them stand on funky nights down Birdland. Then the mighty Hawk made his horn talk, and we heard Baby Ray play What I Say, and Jam was set to Dig Ornette as Art Blakey broke free, spreading a message to you and me to dig on the trumpet of KD as we broadened our range and counted our change with Basie. As Earl Father Hines blew out minds, and we grew fonder of Errol Garner as Eddie Harris bent our ear talking about Listen Here, and Eric Dolphy made his sand with a side called Iron Man, and Gene Ammons told his soul, and we mined Horace and Silver that bought fucky gold. And Oscar Brown and Joe Williams got down, and we spun around, 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 and Doug Clifford Brown blowing a sweet funky sound of soul with a rhythm of gold, and along, 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 and in the cosmic universe, as Brother Train blew to the east to destroy the beast and bring back peace to black people. And everybody heard the majestic word of Train's horn, telling us of a love supreme for black people that grew strong, and on 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 and on. From the brain, from the love of Brother John Cole. train. Then Jimmy Smith got funky with it and preached a sermon not to walk on the wild side, but ride with Wes Montgomery, who played his best every day in our life. As Shirley Scott's organ got hot, and she and Stanley set more funk free, as Ahmad Jamal played with renewed ability to give our minds some tranquility, so that we could listen to an in-soul depth. Brother Archie Shepp and Jackie McLean broke on the scene, blowing mean and harder for everybody to listen to Betty Carter, as Sun Ra shine and Cannonball's horn whine. Mercy! 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 So Sonny Stitt started piping it. We couldn't get enough of Brother Jack McDuff. As Freddie Hubbard began to bud, and we heard from Donald Byrd, and there'll be no others like the Aller Brothers. Then Wayne Shorter grew taller, and our ship left dock with Herbie Hancock, as we rolled with Lee Morgan and grooved on Richard Holmes' organ. And Dun Dug the soul of Art Tatum produced the sound that made him, as Rufus Hawley blew an old new type bagpipe and put the pants back on a man, and Nina Simone grown Mississippi, goddamn. And Brother McCoy gave us peace and joy as Elton brought our Freedom Jones down on us. Charles Lloyd filled the void, and we watched Roland Kirk work, and with a sigh of relief, listened to Yusef Lateef blowing a flow of flurries of peace from the east, as Pharaoh Saunders floated down the Nile with Brother Leon Thomas to herald the promise of peace and happiness throughout the land. All praises due to the creator of the black man. Who's been abused? For the blues is old in my stolen soul. I sang the blues when the missionaries came, passing out Bibles in Jesus' name. I sang the blues in the hull of the ship, beneath the sting of the slave master's whip. I sang the blues when the ship anchored the dock, my family being sold on a slave block. I sang the blues being torn from my firstborn, and hung my head in pride when my wife took his life and then committed suicide. Helping him build his free nation. I sang the blues in the cotton field, hustling to make the daily yield. I sang the blues when he forced my woman to bed. Lord knows how I wish he was dead. I sang the blues on the run, ducking the dog and dodging the gun. I sang the blues hanging from the tree in a desperate attempt to break free. I sang the blues from sun up to down, cursing the master when he wasn't around. I sang the blues in all his wars, dying for some unknown cause. I sang the blues in a high tone, low moan, loud groan, soft grunt, hard funk. I sang the blues on land, sea, and air about who, when, why, and where. I sang the blues in church on Sunday, slaving on Monday, misused on Tuesday, abused on Wednesday, accused on Thursday, fried alive on Friday, and died on Saturday, still no singing the blues. I sang the blues. Blues, funky junkie blues. I sang the up north cigarette car blues, the down south strung out the side of my mouth blues. I sang the blues black, I sang the blues blacker, I sang the blues blackest. I sang about my shown up blue blackness. Thank you.
Related to what? Related to what? The enemy of man. Related to what man is the enemy of man? Related to what human ghosts are trying to steal my spiritual being, raping my mind with a fuck-filled penis, selling my love on a market for half price, inflationary precautions, they say. Related to what? Related to what is ICBM, IBM, and all of the $5 billion ABM system? A, attack B, black men system. Attack black men system. System attacks black men while black women are allowed to walk around with mini skirts on their mind, drinking birth control pills from P, sweetened Kool-Aid, and digging on Tom Jones because it's not unusual. Related to what? Related to what? I'm Jemima, serving Mitchell Nixon, honey-coated black eagles for breakfast every morning. The rats and roaches are on a rinse track, and Roy Wilkins' mammy is drowning an ego piss. But understand that you are the sons and daughters of lovers, lovers who were loving before time. Timely lovers are we, always on time, in time to make love. We are the lovers of time. Time is what we need, but time ain't for real. Related to what? Related to what? No more tears, please, no more tears. Haters torn tears from my eyes and jagged handfuls, and I have no tears that have been pouring for others to cry tears. And love was lost in an ancient and forgotten city of my soul. Daddy, what has brought you our zoo? Son, that's beautiful people use Afro scene. Daddy, what is freedom related to what? Related to what? An Armageddon jumped off on the corners of 125th Street and St. Nicholas Avenues as the junkies, rhinos, pimps, and prostitutes finally reclaimed their rightful name as a vanguard party. Here we are, standing in the shadows of love, standing in the shadows of love, waiting for the heartaches to come. And Malcolm is going to pimp Lady Bird Johnson in the hereafter to be young, gifted, and black. To be young, gifted, and black. That's where it's at. Related to what? Related to what? And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost ain't dead. They're standing on the corners of 126th Street and 8th Avenue shooting up into their arms, trying to get to heaven as fast as they can. And Diana Ross is a beautiful example of hoof and mouth disease. And I dream dreams of black people who dream dreams of other black people who dream of being free. Related to what? Related to what? And in the end, when Uncle Sam found out that right guard the odorant couldn't remove the stench that he had brought into the world, he began to pray. Yes, he began to pray. He prayed to the Virgin Mary. He prayed to the Pope. He prayed to Malcolm. He prayed to Emmett Till and Mac Parker. He went up and down, back and forth, all over the land praying. He prayed to the chosen few. He even prayed to the few who weren't chosen. He prayed to the east. He prayed to the west. He prayed to the God. He knew the best. Why, he even prayed to the funk under niggas' arms. Yes, he prayed to God for forgiveness. He prayed to God for forgiveness. He prayed, he prayed, he prayed. I'm sorry, God, please forgive me. Amen. God's reply, related to what?
Black as you, black as me.
So terrible, it's terrifying. Black is a thousand black faces rising and a million white faces asking, oh my God, what do they want? Black is such a shock, it's electrifying. Black is a beautiful sister walking past the clear sign and watching the sign, mentally asked herself, I thought I knew for sure that I was beautiful. Black is so composite, it's the whole. Black is a stain on the kitchen tile that Ajax cannot remove. Black is us, young and old. Black is an old, wrinkled-faced queen sitting on the porch and rocking away her last days, thinking of her grandchildren. Black is the old lady's grandchildren yelling, revolution, so that their grandmother would die free. Black is misery. Black is pain. Black Black is marching in Alabama and getting nothing but rifle butts on the brain and not defeated that you march for. Black is digging John Coltrane. John Coltrane as he blows. No, not as he blows, but as he tells you of his life, which is his people's life, which is all our lives. Blow, train, blow. Listen, black people, listen. Listen to train as he blows away your life, the way white people blow you away every day. Black is loving one another. Black is helping your sister and brother. Black is the beginning and end of white. Black is that which was first until white stole it, raped it, and imitated it. But it then regained the true self and got blacker and blacker and blacker and blacked out all whiteness. Black is the darkest night. The darkest night that is coming. Will there be gunshots and white screams and black screams and gunshots and black screams and white screams and gunshots and white screams and black screams and no more screams. The darkest night that will turn into the peaceful day. Black is everyone seeing the light. A light shining like a star from the east to lead us from the darkness of the west. Black is having a goal for your plight. Put more meaning into everything you do. More meaning in loving, eating, and living. And there will be more meaning in you, which means everything. Black is the velvet of the midnight sky. Black is so beautiful it makes you cry. Black is short, black is tall. Let me impress that black is all. But this is not all I had to find. I also found that black is mine.
Time, time is a ship on a merciless sea, drifting toward an abyss of nothingness until it can be recharted for its own destiny. Time is an inanimate object, praying and praying and praying with no justification for belief. Time is dancing, boogalooing away all memories of past experience, dancing away all thoughts of personal and collective manifestations, dancing, dancing, dancing until you become a slave of rhythm and you no longer seek freedom. Dance, 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 dance until there's no more time to dance. Time is being caught up in a web of fetal self until you become inhuman, something to be controlled. Time is nothing to niggas and negroes. Time is nothing to y'all. Time is getting high. The next time you can do it again. Time is running, time is running, time is running out on black power advocates in the day and white thigh supporters at night. Every time you see them, they're chasing some white woman with their tongue hanging out. Time is running and passing, passing and running, running and passing, passing and running, like Hollywood niggas who ain't got nothing better to do with their time than keep their heads glued between the thighs of some Hollywood bitch who has gonorrhea to mouth and silver dripping from their mind. Time is running, time is running. Time is running, time is running, time is running, time is coming to, time is coming to, our time is coming to, and ain't no more. Give me 5 more minutes, baby, baby, please give me 5 more minutes. I just need 5 more minutes. Niggas and Negroes, y'all and all better get right at this time while the time is good, cause it might not be no next time.
Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul.
The latest gadget from the mean machine.
are running the same game with another name. Down in your brain, blowing your mind, stealing your time, smooth and slick with the latest trick to get rich quick from nonsense at your mind's expense. As your mind digs the scene from the mean machine designed to drive your brain insane. Loudspeakers blasting inside your head, saying what someone else said for you to do what they want you to. No, go fast, slow, getting you high off the latest lie, telling you when, where, how, and why. As your mind digs the scene from the mean machine, are running the same game with another name. Factories of insanity playing on your vanity as they distort your sense of self, telling you what you need and how to succeed as they steal all of your wealth. Probing your mind, trying to find how to scheme on you best, from program schools with devilish rules putting you through the test. Death-dealing devices sold at high prices, designed with you in mind to buy as they kill you slow. And some of y'all don't even know y'all paying the machine to die. Mechanized lies dressed up in disguise in forms of various kinds. Treachery and deceit the people must defeat in the battle for free men's minds. For complete domination is the goal of this nation, of all free-thinking thought, and those who oppose will be killed by their foes, the flunkies whose souls have been bought. Transplants to revive the living dead, replacing the truth with lies instead. Newspapers, radios, TVs spreading lies across the seven seas. Robot men with computers of brains, spaceships, cars, trains, and planes, all calculated to blow your mind, moving faster than your sense of time. Living luxuriously soft while the people slave hard, for the devil would have you believe he is God. Chemical drugs that keep you high, while a mean machine creates another lie for power, glory, and worldwide fame, while running the same game with another name. It's the computer's equation for worldwide invasion. It comes in the name of peace and goodwill. All of them are lying as they keep on trying to set the people up for the kill. Population control of the people with soul all over the planet Earth, manipulating their will with a tiny white pill to control their natural birth. Behind the scenes schemes, furthering the mean machine's dreams of conquest and world domination, from the farthest depths of the universe to the smallest earthly nation. Radar, sonar, laser beams, jets, tanks, submarines, megathons, H-bomb, napalm, gas! All this shit will kill you fast. All products of the mean machine, the devil disguised as a human being. And he will even preach that God is dead, and some of y'all will believe what the devil has said. And he will then act as the world's police, and the sun will rise up in the west and set down in the east. And when it came time for the end, and when it came time for the end, and when it came time for the end, the men will look like the women, and the women like the men. And some will dance in a hypnotic trance, like as if they have no care. But these will be signs of the changing times, that the end is drawing near. For it was prophesied many centuries past that the end will come in a fiery holocaust, and only the righteous people will survive the blast. And the devil's machine will bring about his own end, and peace, love, and joy will reign once again. And man will
understand, man.
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 And man will
understand.
And live in harmony and peace, and the sun will once again rise up in the east. Sun up, down on the corner, uptown. I turned around and hear the sound of voices talking about who's gonna die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Silent niggas scream for help. Ah, help me, help me. Nigga, make your own help. Shit, you need it. I turn around and hear the sound of jukeboxes playing in bars. Pimps parked outside in big pretty Cadillac cars. Cleaning in a broke dick dog. Sitting in a big fine hog. Dressed very fine in a mohair silk vine. But Jim Dale died next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Hey, brother, what's your sport, my man? I got just the thing for you. Only cost 10 and 2. What you gonna do, baby? I got black ones, brown ones, red ones, yellow ones. I even got a white one if you wanna buy some. Yeah, that's right. 258. Play it straight. I got it all worked out. Know what I'm talking about. Been reading my dream book. Ain't no way in the world a kid gonna get took. Nigga, what you mean I didn't hit? Nigga, you full of shit. Lick dies.
7-Eleven. Well, what do you know? It's Little Joe. Hey, my man got $20. Say, Little Joe don't blow. Ha, baby needs a pair of shoes. Ha, Papa's got the funky blues. Ha, Mama plays the crossword in the news. Snake eyes, sorry, nigga, you lose. The line forms to the rear, lady. And I don't care if you never cash your welfare checks. Cause the white man's got a God complex. But I got 10 babies, I ain't got no man. I ain't got no choice but to hold out my hand and feed my young ones the best way I can. Hey, man, what you mean no doubles on blackjack? Punk, you better change that rule, cause I ain't no fool. You better be cool, Jim, or you'll die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Hey, my man, I wanna cop a nickel bag. You say, oh, you got a skag. Wow, that's a drag, cause I don't wanna cop no dope is death next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Hey, baby, what's the gig at tonight? Well, there's one over at Slicks for faggots and tricks. There's one around graveyard side of town that'll cost you a pound. But if you go and know what I know, you better pack your piece at least or you'll die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Mr. Stein, I done paid enough rent for this pad to be mine. But you just wanna cheat me cause I ain't your kind. Damn, can't you see the place is falling down? No, you can't dig it cause you ain't never around. Damn, I'm so poor, I don't know what in the hell I'ma do anymore. Not from this day to the next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. I'm making guns,
I'm God,
I'm God. I'm making bombs,
I'm God,
I'm God. I'm making gas,
I'm God, God.
I'm making freak machines,
I'm God.
Right control pills,
I'm God.
Kill Indians who discovered him,
I'm God.
Kill Japanese with A-bomb,
I'm God.
Kill and still killing black people,
I'm God.
Enslaving earth,
I'm God.
No one to the moon,
I'm God.
I'm God,
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 I'm God, I'm God, I'm God, I'm God.
Spell backwards is dog.
Understand, said the old black man, that everything works in opposites. The sun and the moon, left and right, hot and cold, black and white. Understand, said the old black man, who is the opposite of you. Understand, so that you will know what you have to do. Understand that black is true and false is white. Understand that black is right and white is wrong. Understand that white is weak and black is strong. Understand that white is suffocation and black is a deep breath. Understand that black is life and white is death. Understand that blacks will live in glory while whites will die in shame. Understand that blackness is reality and whiteness but a game. Understand that blacks were here first and will be here last. Understand that white is still your future and lies about your past. Understand that before we were sold as slaves, the black man walked in temples of glory while a white man crawled in caves. So understand, young black man, who is the opposite of you. Understand so that you will know what you have to do. Understand that black is the beginning of white's end. Understand that whiteness is your enemy and blackness is your friend. Understand the height and weight of your mental depth. Understand that you are the original man, as quiet as it's kept. Understand that blacks will rise and whites will fall. Understand that white equals nothing and black equals all. Understand that our climate is hot and theirs is cold. And you are young and I am old. But all lies die when the truth is told. So understand, young black man, who is the opposite of you. Understand so that you will know what you have to do. Understand that black is love and white is hate. Understand why our freedom cannot wait. Understand that white is warm, black is peace. Understand that black is beauty and white the beast. Understand that black is happiness and white is sorrow. Understand that I was a slave yesterday, but you'll be free tomorrow. And a second after,
people.
The minute after,
people.
The hour after,
people.
The day after,
people.
The week after,
people.
The month after,
people.
The year after,
people.
The decade after,
people.
Century after,
people.
Eternity after,
people.
You understand what it means to be a free black man.
Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do?
Black people, what y'all gonna do when you wake up and find that you're dead? With maggots and roaches eating the pus out of your prostituted minds and white, deathly hands massaging your parts with red hot branding irons. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Here we are, the employees of all love, but yet we are working overtime to cover up our loneliness. John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. Where are the low staccato screams of black unity? John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. Where are the higher octaves of righteousness and truth? John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. Where are the high registers of peace and love? John Coltrane died in vain. What are black people doing enough of that they shouldn't be doing? Nothing, nothing, nothing. Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do? I see junkie bitches giving birth to gonorrhea-faced babies that come out nodding to the rhythms of God Bless America. And these same babies grow up to be good-looking corpses that haunt the streets of Harlem, raping syphilic-minded, womanless black pussies who dream of becoming virgins once again in the hereafter. Stop in the name of love. Stop in the name of love. Stop mugging that old woman. She's been saving her money all year for a trip to the electric circus, but she died the very next day. Oh, God! Oh, God! God ain't dead. He's down at the family planning office, handing out birth control pills to black women, telling them they're a gift from heaven. Look, there's old Sam the wino, searching for a last sip of ancient sweet love in the empty wine bottles in the gutters of his soul. And the air has become polluted with white lies of love, while love is dying from overdoses of misuse, Christianity in legitimate insane asylums, and legal torture chambers called White, Southside, Bed-Stuy, and Huff. Are we the black people who once loved with the slow march of time? Time was ours to hold in the soft, love-warm chambers of our hearts. And was we the Afro mommies and daddies of a sun world? Would turn our strands of hair into antennas to tune in the juju madness and syncopated love rhythms of Africa. And we love with time, and we took the time to love. And with the right time, we love. And we love time after time. Will we ever love again? Will we ever love again? Will we really ever love again? Or will we just sit and rot away with the brighter tomorrows in the skag field, rat-cluttered, piss-stenched halls of our minds?
Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do?
Will the real black people please stand up?
Wrote on the rotted pasteboard wall, right next to the sign that read, "Please don't pee in our hall." And then he reached in the slide and he pulled out the tiny transparent bag, the one filled with the chalk white powder the junkies call scag. He sighed as he hit the big vein in his arm, and his mind took off on Bird's musical charm. Now Brother Bird was blowing a bracelet for you, was hip to a secret he knew. Wow, the brother said as he slipped off into a nod. Bird sure eases the pain. Now I want to hear Brother John Coltrane. He tried to get up, but his body wouldn't move. His mind told him his senses were in a groove. Finally, Bird was through, and Train took over in a spiritual debut. His heart began to pound as he dug the bar's sound.
There I go, there I go.
around with their heads hanging down, crying and carrying on, cause their beautiful black son was gone. No, I'm not dead, is my said. Don't bury me, cause
and Tiny Tim digging his moldy penis into my bleeding mind as he cries for the strength to repel the sanctimonious sounds of the right rock group, the Grateful Dead. Dead are my aspirations as they struggle for a fee, sweet smelling breath of life while being choked by the Christianic gas passed by the most reverend Bishop Foot J. Sheen as she socks it to us, ooh, in the name of the Lord now. And my realities have turned into a stone of Miss Liberty as she stands on the corners of the world selling herself to anyone with the head of George Washington on them. And all the while he sits on a throne of ego shit with DDT in one hand and a white tornado in the other, wearing a crown of cascaded black dicks and reading the non-violent thoughts of Gandhi. And I watch him relax by playing golf with Boy Wilkins bars with painted rusted glue to his thing, but C-Watch copies of Martin Luther King are popping from his skull to dream the impossible dream. Knock, knock, who's there? It's Red Brown. If you'll open up, I'll strike a light and burn your house down. And I see Malcolm's spirit, his eyes burning red, black, and green flames, and crying tears of Thunderbird wine. It seems to touch my lips and make me become thirsty for a taste of freedom. Freedom by any means necessary. It's necessary to have freedom by any means necessary. And I begin to hate with love. And screaming for my help as the eagle's raping claws rip and tear at its virginal form. All EC's, all Toothmoses, all Samra, Allah, Bismillah, Hirakman, Irahim. Give me your undying strength to rise up and reorder the cosmos so that man can truly understand and appreciate the cosmic beauties and realities of science and love. And he has turned the feminine part of me sexual feet. Look at her standing there wearing her micro miniskirt made from the strands of Freud's mother's pubic hairs and an uncovered breast dripping blood and pus and her lips colored with an anesthetic white woman called Avon. But yet she smiles at me through the indignity of overcoming ejaculating sperm into her mind. And Maurice McGuire is mentioning finger fucking her at night in his red dreams, and her soft wet blinking tears of love seem to flood my heart with strength to gather all my men ahead, and then to put her back on her pedestal as my love queen and not my sex queen. And I hear my mother's voice whispering in the wind, reminding me of the many times he tried to rape her of her blackness. But she was the strength of a panther, the swiftness of a cheetah, and the cunning of a lioness would not be caged up with the other lies that kept me from being totally free. And when she came home at
night. I could smell the musty coldness of his body and see his translucent fingerprints on a tired, really physical structure, deep past from warding off his beastly attacks. But she would smile, the smile of a thousand black orchids at me, not realizing all the while that the anger of a hundred symbols was residing in my soul. And doing all this time, my father was somewhere drowning his mutant plastic mind itself in a bottle of cheap wine and letting that spiritual catalyst, John Coltrane, pay celestial homage to that white god who was riding his main vein. This is madness, this is madness, this is madness. And dinosaurs, how can you be supreme and sing songs of black love when your mouth is overrunning with the sperm of trigger? And William Siren is going to commit suicide when he finds out that Nat Turner made love to his great-great-grandmother, and he has taken our most violent and militant leaders and drug lollipops up their ass to pacify their black power fires. And he is beginning to assume that all of us were born under the sign Taurus to Bull, because all we do is bullshit!